Hello, I'm Sharon Lynch, and I am Sharon Lynch Collections. I'd like to share a story with you today about how I decided to decorate my home, and hopefully it will give you inspiration on how you can tell your story through the way that you decorate your home. And believe me, I didn't do it perfect the first time out or the second time out or the third trial, because I evolved into this. Now, I probably have been decorating my homes, and I've had several of them, for 50 years. I still edit. I still change. I still bring things in and take things away. I have three sons, and our greatest joke was when the boys came home from school, they never knew if they could sit down or not. Not because there was a chair there, but they didn't know if there was a chair where there was a chair this morning, because while they were away, everything seemed to change. One thing I notice about me is I have always loved the garden, which means I love flowers, and I've always loved animals. My favorite animal, of course, is a dog. I have two dogs with me right now as I talk to you. But more dogs could come into my world, I would be so, so happy. When I started to decorate my home, I was on a very limited budget. But remember, I love the garden, I love flowers, so I would go into the garden, into the fields, into the wild, with my first child, who was just learning to walk. And what better way to learn to walk than carrying two buckets of water? And so, not too much water, but just enough. And so my little guy went with me, and I was in the fields cutting flowers. Now, if you know anything about wildflowers, they don't last. Yes, they're free, but they don't last very long. So the next day we were off getting fresh flowers. Sometimes I do greens, sometimes I would use flowers. And I loved the way that that changed. So as I went around, I had to find containers. I'd use bowls. I wanted to use things that weren't necessarily designed for flowers, but flowers would look great in them. A pot, a broken anything always looks great. So that kept changing also. Now let's go forward a little bit, 50 years. When I get up in the morning, I walk down a very long hall, and because I'm in Florida, we have very high ceilings, and I have a slate floor, and there's granite columns that go up, which is really great, because if you know anything about garden design, they always use architectural pieces in the garden to draw your eye, to pull you down. So as I walk down this really long hall, I can see my dining room table. And beyond that, there's another set of windows. And it's really funny because for every holiday, that dining room table gets a bouquet of flowers, it gets some sculptures, it gets sometimes, because I'm also a Delf collector, it gets several pots or vases of Delf. It gets all different things. It's never the same. But the one thing that appears the most is this wooden gazebo. And I know you're probably thinking, a wooden gazebo? Yes, a wooden gazebo. About 40 years ago, I went to a flea market in Connecticut. And I was with another antique dealer, and she bought a piece of furniture. And at that time, there weren't so many people attending this flea market that they would allow you after 11 o'clock in the morning to actually bring your car and go and pick up whatever you purchased. So you didn't have to carry it around. So of course she decides to buy a three drawer chest. And as we're going down the lane to get her chest, I don't even know how I saw this, but on the ground there was a box of chair legs. Yes, you heard that right. Chair legs. Well, I had to jump out of the... Stop. I had to jump out of the car. I had to check out these chair legs. Had no idea what I was going to do with them. But they were from early 1800s chairs. So I bought them. Now this gets even funnier. The dealer who had the box of chair legs was a deaf mute. I don't know how we communicated with each other. However, he knew I really loved the chair legs, and we came up with the price together, and I purchased the chair legs, put the box in my car or in her car, and off we went buying other things as we went down to get her chest. So in my house, in a closet, I had this box of chair legs. And as I was going through one of my garden books, there was a gazebo. Now, we don't have too many gazebos or follies in America, but once you start to travel through Europe, they're in Italian gardens, they're in English gardens, they're in French gardens, and they're just stunning. And they'll be at the end of an alleyway. They'll be at the end of an alley. They draw the eye. They're pulling you through the garden. There's another surprise for you. Go check it out. So I found a craftsman, and I took my box of chair legs, and I said, you know, I really like this statue. I like this structure. Is there any way we can take chair legs and turn them into a gazebo? And yeah, there was a way. So I turned four chair legs into this structure that one can see in a garden. It's incredible. And so we painted it. It has a dome top on it, the four legs, and then the four legs are sitting on a base. And I love it. It's one of my favorite possessions. I actually made two. I actually could make hundreds of them because, you know, if one chair leg is good, well, let's buy 20 chair legs. And if 20 chair legs is great, well, let's try to get 100. That's me. Anyhow, what's really interesting is 50 years later, I'm walking down a hall, and this morning I had this aha moment. There on my dining room table is this gazebo. And so I have the garden, that garden feeling pulling me down that I absolutely love. Remember that word, love. On the way to get to that spot where I have to turn right to go to my kitchen, I have a bouquet of real flowers, I have clay flowers, and I have metal flowers. So I have flowers throughout my home. I absolutely love and adore flowers. And the other interesting thing that I noticed about myself is that any window I have, so if you're sitting down at the kitchen table and you look out through the window, most of you have this, I'm looking out at the most beautiful landscape. I have pots of flowers. I have garden statuary. There's always something going on out there. If I sit in my living room and I look through those windows, the glass door, I'm looking out at a man-made pond, which looks like it's part of my property, but it isn't. It's part of the community in which I live. They have these little lakes all over the place. So I use that to create a little garden in the back of my house. And so when I'm sitting in my living room, yes, I have more pots of flowers. They're clay. And I'm looking out at garden statuary. And then beyond that, that most beautiful vista, which is the man-made lake, which is, and of course, the great thing about that is all different birds come there. All different animals come there. Sometimes we have other dogs that come. Sometimes we have deer. I love them all. I'm told that we have bear. I think that's incredible. There isn't an animal that I've turned away from my property. I absolutely love it. And I think that they understand that. And it's just a place that gives me great joy. So now let's go back and think about this. The way that I created my home is I filled my home with one item at a time, things that I've collected, things that I've edited, but every time my eye rests on them, I absolutely love, love, love what I'm looking at. And the other thing that's really important is that these items tell my story. My love for flowers. I still talk to my oldest son. I don't even want to think about how old he is, but I still talk to my oldest son about, remember how you learned to walk? You and mommy went in the fields. Well, his memory is a little different than mine because he remembers when the police used to come with the bullhorn. Mrs. Lynch, this is private property. You need to move and get off private property. Okay, well, the good news is I had already cut everything I wanted, so I didn't really care. I remember this darling little blonde boy carrying two plastic buckets with handles and coming with me to collect flowers. And he got to learn about the flowers and the bees and the butterflies and the mosquitoes and everything else that God put on this planet. The other thing that I remember is that very cold morning when I found my chair legs that became my tabletop gazebo. I'm telling you a story about my life through these things. And I have a big smile on my face, and eventually I'll have the courage to go into YouTube and talk to you about these things. But the message that I would like you to get from this is that it's time for you to tell your story. Why do you have the things in your home that are important to you? What memories do they invoke? Aren't they beautiful? Don't you love them? Don't they make you smile? When you're smiling more than frowning, you've created a beautiful space to call home. And through a series of these podcasts, I'd like to share more and more of my stories with you. And hopefully you'll tell me through comments more and more of your stories, because the other most wonderful thing about the design world is it never finishes. Of course we come to the end, then we die. But until then, dear friends, we create and create and create, and we just get better and better and better. And so as you go through your day today, think about what you have that you did it. It's really great. It's timeless. You want to have it for a very long time. You love it, love it, love it. And then judge everything else. Is it still important to you? Do you still need it? Is it adding to your favorite things? Or is there something you don't like about it? Put it away. Put it in a closet. Pull it out a month from now. See if you still have that same feeling. If you do, discard it. You don't need it. It is so much fun to continue, to never being finished, to always having a new idea. So, until we meet again, dear friends, this was a great talk. Talk soon.